Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to unpack complex stuff, find some clarity, and maybe shift how you see things a little.
Hopefully, yeah.
So today, we're diving into something called the Clarity Lab Method. We want to see how its ideas, its principles, might help with something, well, pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone posts about a challenge they're facing on Facebook, and then boom, the comment section explodes.
Oh, yeah. It's such a double-edged sword, isn't it? Social media can be great for connection, for support.
Totally.
But when you throw personal struggles into that mix of, you know, diverse online opinions, it can just get messy. Confusing.
Absolutely. And I bet everyone listening has either been the poster or the commenter at some point, right? You know how tangled it can feel.
Definitely.
So our source material for this is the Clarity Lab Method-Complete.md. And our mission, let's say, is to figure out how this Clarity Lab focus on understanding before acting.
That crucial pause.
Exactly. How that pause, that exploration, could help the person posting on Facebook and the people responding to actually get a clearer picture of what's going on.
Okay, sounds good. Let's get into it.
So one of the first things the source highlights is how we, maybe especially online, just jump straight to giving advice. Someone posts, I'm struggling, and immediately it's, have you tried? You should.
Right. The impulse is to fix it. But the Clarity Lab method really questions that rush. It says, hang on, are we even sure what it is yet? Are we understanding the problem deeply enough?
Which makes a lot of sense in today's world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything's fast, agile, lean, iterate.
Driven by tech, by the economy, by this constant battle for attention.
Yeah. And those methods are powerful, but the risk is, what if you're iterating really fast on completely the wrong thing?
That's the core question. The source talks about the costs of, well, shallow thinking, as it called it, failed products because they didn't get the user need. Teams burning out tackling symptoms, not root causes. People making big life choices based on, frankly, not enough information. This push for speed often means we're just slapping bandages on things.
It's funny you read this and think, wasn't it always about diagnosis first? Like, historically, philosophers, the scientific method, you figure out what's wrong before you try to fix it.
Exactly. But the source argues this kind of cult of efficiency, this digital acceleration, has sort of devalued that initial deep thinking. We've bought into this idea that we can just fail fast and stumble into success.
Which sounds efficient, but maybe isn't always effective.
Not if you keep failing at the wrong problem.
Okay, so the document gives a great example, right? The tech company.
Yeah. The high engineering turnover. Classic case.
They just assumed, okay, people are leaving, must be money. So they threw raises at everyone.
Logical first step, maybe. But it didn't work. People kept leaving. Because the real issues, when they finally dug deeper,
weren't about pay at all.
Nope. It was meeting overload, murky decision-making, teams feeling disconnected, things a bare paycheck just couldn't touch.
And a Clarity Lab approach, this source suggests, would have started way broader. Like observing actual work patterns, doing proper interviews, mapping out what had changed.
Trying to see the whole system, the dynamics, before just jumping to the most obvious conclusion.
And this isn't about getting stuck in analysis paralysis, Ryan. That's important.
Absolutely not. It's not endless navel gazing. The Clarity Lab pushes for exploration that's disciplined. It's active, structured, you involve others, you iterate on your understanding, but critically, it's time-bounded. You set limits.
Okay, so exploration, but with purpose and boundaries. Got it.
Which brings us squarely to the Clarity Lab method itself. It's essentially a framework for this kind of sense-making before action.
Prioritizing that understanding.
Right. Building clarity first, so decisions are informed, so whatever you build, whether it's a product or a personal plan, has a solid foundation. The source contrasts this with, you know, speed without clarity.
Like the startup pivoting wildly without knowing its value prop.
Or the person optimizing their to-do list for goals that don't actually fulfill them. Or a team just grinding away on the wrong priorities because nobody stopped to ask why.
So it's not about stopping progress. It's about making sure the progress is meaningful. And you mentioned phases.
Yeah, the document outlines three. Explore together, elaborate, and land and scale. But for our Facebook scenario, that first one, explore together, really feels like the heart of it.
Okay, explore together. What does that actually involve?
It's about digging beneath the surface, identifying those underlying patterns, the hidden causes, mapping out all the different things, people, factors, contexts that are influencing the situation, and crucially, surfacing the assumptions we're all making.
Assumptions, yeah, those are often invisible.
Totally. And this phase is especially useful when things feel really complex, or when previous attempts to fix something failed, or when different people have totally different views on what the problem even is, like in a messy comment thread.
And together doesn't just mean a formal team, right? For our Facebook poster.
Exactly. Together can be internal dialogue, that deep self-reflection. It can be conversations with trusted friends or family. And in a sense, it can involve engaging with that online community, but perhaps in a more structured way.
That leads into another interesting idea in the source: self-thinking over systems thinking. What's that about?
It's kind of empowering, actually. Instead of just seeing people as cogs in a big system like the Facebook system, it emphasizes understanding your own agency, your own perspective within that system. How do you relate to it? How can you navigate it?
So less about being pushed around by the algorithm, more about understanding your place in it.
And making conscious choices. I also liked how it takes tools usually found in, like, corporate strategy.
Yeah, like PESL analysis.
Yeah.
Political, economic, social, all that.
Right. Or vision canvases, influence mapping, tools often seen as complex or high level, and applies them to personal growth or team challenges. It sort of democratizes strategic thinking.
Making those tools accessible for everyday sense making. Okay. I like that.
So let's really apply this. Our original Facebook poster, they've shelled something tough, maybe burnout, relationship issues, whatever. How does Exploy Together help them before they even see comment number one?
Well, first step might be challenging their own initial framing, right? Instead of just, my job is awful.
Which is probably how the post sounds.
Yeah. They could step back and ask, okay, what are my underlying assumptions here about work, about success, about what I should be feeling? Why did I even post this?
Mm-hmm.
What outcome am I secretly hoping for? Is it validation, advice, just venting?
That self-dialogue is key. And then thinking about stakeholders. Who's actually involved or affected by this situation? Family, partner, boss, colleagues, even their online friends. What influence do these different people have?
And mapping the problem space, as the source calls it. What are all the contributing factors? Is it just this one incident, or is it a pattern? What are the immediate symptoms versus the, you know, the deeper root causes?
Getting that personal clarity first. Okay, now flip it. The comments start pouring in. You should quit. Have you tried yoga? My cousin went through this. How do Clarity Lab principles apply to those commenters and just the whole interaction?
Well, the big risk is what the source calls premature convergence, isn't it? Everyone jumping to conclusions and solutions based on that tiny snapshot in the post.
Absolutely. And everyone brings their own baggage, their own experiences. This worked for me, so it'll work for you, which is rarely true.
So the Clarity Lab would nudge commenters towards what? Active listening, questioning their own assumptions before typing.
Pretty much. Instead of just blurting out advice, maybe asking clarifying questions, trying to understand the nuances a bit more, the source calls this structured divergence, deliberately trying to broaden the picture before narrowing down to solutions.
Like, tell me more about, or what have you already considered, instead of just do this.
Exactly. Recognizing that different commenters will have different frames on the problem. The person who loves their corporate job will see it differently than the freelancer, right?
Makes sense. And applying stakeholder analysis, too. Not just for the poster, but commenters thinking, okay, who else is involved here? How might my advice impact the poster's partner, for example?
It leads to more thoughtful, more empathetic responses, hopefully. Less about just throwing solutions at the wall.
So specific techniques from Explore Together that could work here. You mentioned assumption surfacing.
Huge one. What's the poster assuming? What are commenters assuming about the poster, their life, their capabilities? Making those explicit, even just mentally changes things.
And multiple perspectives. Trying to imagine how this looks from different angles, not just my angle as a commenter.
Right. How does it look to the poster's best friend, their boss, someone completely outside the situation?
What about environmental scanning? How does that fit online?
Thinking about the context, what are the norms on this particular platform or in this specific group? What are the broader societal pressures related to the poster's problem like? Say, hustle culture, if it's about work. What are the dynamics of online advice itself?
Okay. And influence mapping. Who or what is shaping the poster's feelings and the commenter's reactions? Is it past experiences, media narratives, the platform's design?
It's all part of building that richer picture. And the idea of bounded exploration is crucial online.
Because you'll never get the full story from a post and comments.
Never. But you can aim for enough clarity to have a more helpful, less harmful conversation. Otherwise, you risk those type 3 errors the source warns about.
Solving the wrong problem perfectly.
Exactly. Giving brilliant advice for a situation that isn't actually the poster's core issue happens all the time in comment sections.
So taking that time, that pause for exploration for both poster and commenter, ultimately leads to better outcomes, more holistic understanding.
That's the argument. Solutions that actually address the root causes, not just the stuff that's easy to see on the surface.
And finally, this loops back to that self-thinking idea, doesn't it? It's about self-awareness for everyone involved.
Definitely. For the poster, why am I sharing this here, now? What am I hoping for? For the commenter, why am I jumping in? What biases am I bringing? How does my usual online communication style work or not work here?
It connects to contextualized agency, knowing the limits of Facebook or whatever platform, but still choosing how you act within it.
And systemic empathy, realizing your comment isn't just a one-off interaction. It contributes to the overall tone, the overall environment online, and it can impact the person and maybe others reading in ways you don't foresee.
Okay, so wrapping this up, our dive into the Clarity Lab method really suggests that whether you're sharing a problem online or responding to one, the most valuable first step is pause, explore.
Try to genuinely understand the situation before jumping to fix it or judge it. Use those ideas, surfacing assumptions, looking from different perspectives, mapping influences.
To move beyond the initial, maybe superficial, presentation of the problem.
And hopefully that leads to online exchanges that feel more meaningful, more supportive, and actually more helpful in the long run.
So, a challenge for you listening. Think about your own online interactions.
Mm.
When you share, when you respond. Could applying some of this deliberate exploration change things?
Yeah, it's a powerful thought experiment. What if our online spaces prioritized understanding just a little bit more than immediate advice or reaction? What might that look like? Something to chew on.